All right, Rabotai, welcome. Erev Shabbat, we're keeping the beautiful minhag that we have to study Haftarot. It's a classic. We're reading Haftarat B'Shalach. It's a machlokes of Faradim and Ashkenazim, actually. Where we start the Haftarah, Ashkenazim started in Perek Dalet, in the book of Shofetim. They read two chapters. This Faradim, we read one chapter. We start from the Shira of Devorah, which is in Perek He, right in the beginning. The connection, we always try to understand the connection, obviously, is obvious. Parashat HaShavua talks about the Shira of Bnei Yisrael when they left Mitzrayim, Az Yashir Moshe of Bnei Yisrael. It's one of 10 Shirot that are recorded in Tanakh, and our Perek over here also is Vatashar Devorah, which is the song of Devorah. So also after a victory against our enemies. In this case, Naftara et Sisera. Another connection is that they also drowned in water, the chariots of Sisera, just like Sus Verochevo of Paro, Ramabaya. And we also will see that there's a link between what happened in Mitzrayim to what happened in our Haftarah as well. It's actually the part two, or the payback, as we'll see based on a Gemara Pesachim, that we'll see towards the end of the chapter. So the background of the Haftarah is there was the king. The king was Yavin. Yavin Melech Kena'an, and they went out to war against him. Sisera was the general of Yavin, and miracle, the Jewish people only had 10,000 soldiers, which is not considered a lot, and miraculously, only from Hashem, Bnei Israel wins the war. The Shofetet, talk about equal rights, the Shofetet at the time was a lady, Devorah. And she immediately after the victory sings a song. Of course, the song is Beruah HaKodesh. She's a Nevi'ah. I must point out that we did actually learn in this week's Daf Yomi about this song. So there's a connection between our learning of Gemara and what we're going to learn in the Haftarah. You'll see that as it comes up. We all know what happened at the end of the story. Sisera, who was a fierce general, made his way to the tent of Ya'el, Eshet Hever HaKeni, she's called, and in a miraculous way, she got him to fall asleep, and she gave him some milk and some butter. He became fatigued, he fell asleep. We'll see what the Gemara says, actually she did as well. And after he fell asleep, she would kill Sisera. She would take the stake from the tent and pierce it, bang it through his temple, and Sisera would die. Anyway, great story. Vatashar Devorah, Pasuk Aleph, Ubarak ben Avinoam, Bayomahu Lemor. Now, Lemor over here means that Bnei Israel also would sing the song as well. The reason why it says Devorah first in the Pasuk, because she was the real prophetess. Barak was secondary to prophecy. Now, it should be pointed out that from here we learn a great lesson, that when a miracle happens to you, you should sing. You should sing sing songs. You should sing Shevach Tagadosh Baruch Hu. I remind you what the Ben Ishchai says in Parashat Toledot Shana Shiniya, Halacha Gimal, that when a person's in trouble and he didn't get saved yet, he should make a neder that when he gets saved, he'll sing Nishmat Kol Hai. And he'll praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And in Zechut, that you commit to Shira, that already is a Zechut that you're going to get saved. A lot of times when a person's in trouble, they pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then when they get saved, they forget about it. And really the right reaction is you must sing praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what does she say? She says, Bifroa Peraot. This is referring to when Sisera came to make breaches, Peraot, breaches in Klal Yisrael, Be Yisrael. Well, there's a reason. Because Bnei Yisrael was doing Avodah Zarah. So that's why God sent the enemies against us. However, Behitnadev Am, the Jewish people then volunteered to make Teshuvah, Behitnadev Am, Barichu Hashem. Now it's worthy to praise Hashem because of the miracles that He did. We're thanking Hashem as well that He inspired us to make Teshuvah. Not only that we won the physical war, but there was a spiritual benefit as well. So Behitnadev Am Barichu Hashem. We thank Hashem not only for beating us against Sisera, but Behitnadev Am, that the fact that we were inspired, that's the magic word, inspired, in order to make Teshuvah. Now, I will say what Rav Chida said in this pasuk, the beautiful derasha. He said, while it's a mitzvah to give tzedakah, but before you give tzedakah, you have to pay your debts. If a person owes somebody money, he has to pay his debts first before he gives tzedakah. So the pasuk will be read, Bifroa peraot b'Yisrael. First you have to bifroa peraot, pay your debts, v'rashun peraon, and then bitnadev am, and then only after that bitnadev, and then you can make a donation. Shim'u melachim. So she comes along and says, she's talking to the kings of the goyim, ha'azinu rozenim, you kings, that you have to know, we take no credit for winning this war. Normally when a goy wins a war, what does he say? Kohi v'otzim yadi. We come along and say, no, Anochi Lahashem, Anochi Ashira. I will sing exclusively to God. Azamer Lahashem Elohe Yisrael. Now, make a point. She comes along and says over here, Anochi, Anochi Ashira. She says Anochi twice. Rashi over here, if you have Rashi in front of you, he quotes a fantastic midrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not hold back the reward for anything and anyone. But in this case, anything. Even an inanimate object. If it does something good, Borei Olam rewards it. Remember when we had Matan Torah Rabotai? So Har Sinai was chosen to be the mountain, to be the venue. But if you remember, there was two other mountains that were vying for the contract. That was Har Tabor and Har Karmel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Midrash says, because of their good intention, that they wanted to be part of the Kiddush Hashem of Matan Torah, although they were denied, HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid them back. Har HaKarmel was a big Kiddush Hashem and Har HaKarmel. What happened? Eliyahu HaNavi. What happened? Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim. They got paid back double. Matan Torah was Anochi Hashem Elohecha. Har HaKarmel was Hashem Hu Elim, Hashem Hu Elohim. This miracle takes place in the region of Har Tabor. And how does she sing at Har Tabor? Anochi, Anochi. There's a double Anochi over here. Because Har Tabor wanted to be part of the Har Sinai experience but got denied, Borei Olam says, you're going to get reward nonetheless. Hashem besetecha mesi'ir. Now, we're going to learn this pasuk over here according to the shita of Rashi. Rashi now goes back to discuss what happened at Matan Torah. What happened? God went to Seir first. And what did God tell Seir? He went to Esav. Do you want to accept the Torah? And what did Seir say? They said, no, we're not going to accept it. And then what? Hashem besedekah mis'ir, besa'adecha, when you took your steps, mis'edeh Edom, you also went to Edom in order to ask them if they want the Torah. Eres la'asha. The whole world was shaking at the time of Matan Torah. Gam shamayim natifu. Even the sky was melting. Gam avim natfumayim. And it was the skies also. It was the rain. Could be that's referring to the tal that came down from the heavens of Tehiyat HaMetim. So it says, Harim nazelu mepene Adonai. The mountains started to tremble and become like nozlim, melt in front of Hashem. Ze Sinai, Har Sinai, mepene Hashem Elohei Yisrael. And now she goes on to tell the story of what happened in hard time. And she comes along and says, which means, at Har Sinai, the whole world was shaking from Klal Yisrael. But that changed. After B'nai said that Avodah Zarah, so now nobody was scared of us anymore. On the contrary, Bimesh Shamgar Ben Anat, he was the Shofet before Devorah. Bimesh Shamgar Ben Anat, Bimesh Ya'el, she was also a Shofetet. There was no Pahad. They were not afraid. On the contrary, Hadelu Orahot, the people were scared to travel. Orahot is roads. Hadelu, they stopped. People stopped traveling. They were scared to go on the roads because the Goyim would sabotage them. Veholchen netivot, instead of going on the straight roads, they had to go yilchu orahot akalkalot. They had to go on side roads. Why? So the Goyim don't see them. Orahot akalkalot, on the curvy roads away from the sight of the Goyim. Hadelu perazon biYisrael hadelu. The Jews could not live in open cities. Perazon melashon are perazim. They could not live in open cities. Why? Open cities, you don't have protection. There's no wall. So therefore, it says hadelu perazon biYisrael hadelu. They stopped living in those cities. Ad shakamti devora. And then she says, until I came, until shakamti devora, until I rose. She's talking about herself. Ad shakamti em biYisrael. Until I became the leader, like the mother of Yisrael. And now, we learned in this week's daf, if you remember, that in this pasuk over here, there's a claim against Devorah that there was a little ga'ava over here. As if she's saying, my predecessors couldn't do the job. Ad shakamti, until I came. So the Gemara says that because she had some ga'ava, we're going to see in a few more pesukim, she lost a prophecy. And she would have to re-motivate herself to get the prophecy. So the Gemara learns that anybody that has ga'ava, even if they have prophecy, they lose it. Now, I must make it very clear, Rabotai, the Saba Mikelem points this out, Has v'shalom the Devorah had ga'ava. She was just trying to say something praiseworthy. Ad shakamti em b'Yisrael, she was saying, I feel like a mother of Yisrael. I feel like I'm the responsible like a mother. She wasn't saying it in an arrogant way. However, it has the trimmings of ga'avah. It's like a marit ayin. And therefore, even on a marit ayin of ga'avah, there's an onesh. And therefore, she lost her prophecy temporarily. Again, what is she saying? Ad shakamti. Until I rose. Devorah shakamti em b'Yisrael. But nonetheless, the pasuk comes along and says, Yivhar Elohim Hadashim. What happened? The Jewish people chose new gods for themselves. Avodah Zarah. Elohim Hadashim. Az Lachem She'arim. And as a result, Lachem Melashom Milhama. They had to go to war. All the trouble started when they chose new gods. However, when they made Teshuvah, Magen Im Yira'e Varomach. Which means, now they ended up getting protected. And they didn't even need any weapons. Barbaim elef b'Yisrael. Sisera had 40,000 soldiers. And they went against B'nai Yisrael. We didn't need anything. We didn't have any weapons. As you're going to see, who fought this war? The Talmidei Chachamim. And still, what? Because we made Teshuvah, Magen im Yira'e. You didn't even need to see a Magen, a shield. No Romachs, no swords. Barbaim Elef against the 40,000 people of Sisera that came against Israel. And now she comes along and she says, Libi lechokeke Israel. My heart goes out and I speak to the chokekim. Those are Hakmei Israel that teach the laws, the Hukim, Hamitnadivim Ba'am, that they volunteered to come to the war, to fight against Sisera. And to them, she says, Barechu Hashem, praise God, Hachamim, and the miracles that God did. Rocheve Atonot Sechorot, these soldiers, they would ride female donkeys, atonot. Sechorot is white. These were very hashuv donkeys over here. Normally, they would ride them, but during the times of Shamgar, they stopped riding these donkeys because they were afraid of the enemies. However, now they started to ride the donkeys again. They were not afraid. Yoshveh al-Middin, those Talmidei Chachamim that sit in Din, they were afraid to learn Torah in public because they were afraid of the anti-Semitism. Ve'olcheh al-Derech, not only that, olcheh al-Derech is the people that, the businessmen, they used to travel on the roads to make business. Olcheh al-Derech. They were scared, however, because in the times of Sisera, like we said, the Goyim were coming against us. It was robbers and so on and so forth. But now what does she say to them? Sihu. Sihu means praise God. Why? Go back on your donkeys. Go back teaching to them public. Go back on the roads and make business. Why? Because Hashem made the miracle for us. And what happens? Those Sarim and those Dayanim and those businessmen, praise God. Because before that, Mikol Mahatzitzim, they were afraid from the sound of the, literally of the rocks. They were afraid to make any noise on the roads because they would get caught. Ben Mashabim, where they would draw waters. Sham, in those same places where you were afraid to go, Yitanu Sidkot Hashem, give the praise to God for the tzedakot that He did. Sidkot Pirzono, the tzedakot that He did to those Jews that were afraid to live in open cities, be Israel. Now the Jewish people go back to living in those cities and they don't have to worry. Uri, Uri. Now this is, actually if you read it correctly, Uri, Uri. It's Millera. Which means over here she had to inspire herself because she lost the nevuah. So she's saying, Uri, Uri. Motivate yourself. Strengthen yourself, Devorah. Because she said words of Gaava earlier. So she lost her prophecy. And then the next part of the Pasuk says, this would be read, Mil'il. Uri, Uri. Dabiri Shir. Kum Barak. That's her husband. Ushaber Shivyacha. Go take the spoils of the war. Ben Avinoam. Rashi said over here, again, by us, he quotes the Gemara in Pesachim about the Ga'aba. And then the Pasuk continues. As Yirad Sarid La'adirim Am Adonai Yirad Li Begiborim. At the time of the salvation, Yirad over here is God gave Bnei Yisrael, Yirad is Shlita, dominance. Sarid, the Jewish people, the remnants of the Jewish people, to rule over the Adirim. Who's the Adirim? The strong ones, Sisera. Am Hashem Yirad Li Begiborim. God gave the nation of Hashem, His nation, dominance over the Giborim. And now the Pasuk says, there were certain wars that Devorah now praises God about. From here we learn that when you're giving praise to Hashem, you don't only thank God for the present miracle, but you're supposed to also thank Hashem for previous miracles. And in the case of Devorah, she's actually going to thank God for future miracles as well. After all, she's a Nevuah. She's a Nevi'ah. So she knows not only what happened, but she also knows what is going to happen. So at this point she says, Mini Ephraim, I thank you Hashem from the miracles you did for Shevet Ephraim. Who came from Shevet Ephraim? Yoshua ben Nun. Shorsham Ba'amalek. Remember Yoshua ben Nun? Yoshua ben Nun. We read in the end of this week's parasha. Right? Beharlanu Anashim. Veseh lachem Ba'amalek. And therefore, it was in the beginning we thank Hashem from the Shevet Ephraim Ba'amalek. Acharecha Binyamin. Who's Binyamin? Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech, it didn't happen yet because we're in the book of Shofetim, but later on, Shaul HaMelech will also, Ba'amamecha, is going to fight with Amrav against Amalek. And now, who helped the war of Sisera? Mini Machir. That was the tribe of Menashe. Now, Menashe, we know, lived Be'ebed HaYarden. but they came down to fight. Yardu mechokekim, the Hachamim came down, and also the Shevet of Zivulun, which also the Hachamim, Moshchim b'Shevet Sofer. Those Hachamim that use their Shevet Sofer, the quill, in order to write the Vrei Torah. So it's an amazing thing. Those that went to fight this war were actually great Tamidei Hachamim. Now, there were certain Ovesarai b'Yisachar. Also, the Shevet Yisachar, which is, like we said, Tamidei Hachamim. Im Devorah. They were with Devorah as well. Normally, they don't go out to war. However, the Yisachar, they went out this time. Ken, Barak, also Barak came down from Har Tabor, like we said, Be'emek, into the valley, Shulah. Devorah called Barak to come fight, and he wanted to fight. Beraglav, he didn't even have a horse. He came Beraglav, he came by foot. Now, Beflagot Reuven. However, Reuven did not come, and she has claims against Reuven. In the song itself, besides thanking all, you know, it's like at a tribute, you thank all the tribes that helped you. But she also says, but I'm upset at Reuven. Reuven did not come and help us. Beflagot, they were separate. They didn't come down to the war. Gidolim hakekelev. It needs a lot of thought. Why they didn't come down. Lama yashavta ben mishpatayim. Oh, so over here, she's claiming against Reuven. Lama yashavta ben mishpatayim. Why did you stay on the border? Mishpatayim is the border, because Reuven lived on Eber Yarden. They lived on the border. Why did you stay there? Why did you shavta? Lishmoa shirikot adarim. Just to hear the whistling of your sheep. You were too concerned more about your sheep to come fight. Leflagot Reuven. You separated yourself from Klai Yisrael, Reuven. Gidolim hakvelev. It needs a lot of investigation why they did this. Rashi brings down over here another pshat. Beflagot Reuven, Gedolim Hakekelev, it says Binyamin was very, very clever. What was their cleverness? They waited on Eber Yarden to see who's going to win the war, and then they were going to decide which side to take. So, Lama Yashapta Ben Mishpatai, why did you sit on the border? Lishmoa Shirikot Adarim, to hear the shrieks of the war, to see who's going to win. So, therefore, there's claims, why did Reuven not come down? They were waiting to see if Bnei Israel are going to be victorious or not, then they will join. But by that time, it was too late. The miracle was done without them. So the Pasuk continues. Maybe you're going to come and tell me. Maybe the reason why Reuven didn't come and fight the war with us is because they were on the other side of the Jordan. Maybe they were too far away from the war. No. Gilad. Where does Menashe live? Menashe is also on the other side of the Jordan. And they showed up. Vedan. Well, Shevedan. They were right there next to the war. Lama. Why didn't you come? Lama Yagur Oniyot. They got on boats and they escaped. They took all their Yechush, it says, and they put it on boats. So there's claims against Shevet Reuven. And don't tell me, Shevet Reuven, you didn't come to war because you went Eber Yarden. So was Menashe. So was Gilad, and they came to war. And then the claim is against Shevet Dan. You were right there. Lama, why Yagur Oniyot? Why did you get on boats and escape? Now, when it comes to Shevet Asher, they didn't come to war either. But in this case, Devorah gives Shevet Asher Kav Sechut. Yashav Lechof Yamin. Ve'al Mefratzav Yishkon. Which means they lived in Ir Pelatzot. They lived in open cities. So they couldn't come to the war because if they would leave their cities, they would be taken over. So you learn over here that where she was able to give the benefit of the doubt, she did. You also learn over here that if you have an opportunity to help your brother, you have to help. Part of the song over here is claims against these tribes that did not come and help Bnei Israel. You had a chance to come and help Reuven. Dan, you had a chance. Asher, okay. Kav Sechut, we're not going to have claims against them. Zevulun, Oh, Zevulun gets praised. Why should they get praised? Am cheref nafsho lamut. They were willing to sacrifice themselves even to die. They didn't know they were going to win the war. They were moser nefesh. Am cheref nafsho lamut. They accepted upon themselves mesirut nefesh, lamut. Ve'naftali, the same thing. They didn't care about their lives. They came with Barak al meromes sadeh by Har Tavor in order to fight Sisera. So you see over here what? A person, a Jew, has to be willing to help his brother even to mesirut nefesh. And now the person who comes along and tells us an amazing lesson, and this is a musar. Ba'u melachim nilhamu. What do you think? Sisera was alone? A lot of enemies of Bnei Yisrael joined Sisera. Ba'u melachim nilhamu. As nilhamu malchei Kena'an, the kings of Kena'an joined Sisera in a city called Ta'anach. That's where Menashe lives. And there was a lot of soldiers. Al Memegido, that's also another place called Memegido. And their intention was to kill Jews, but they were fighting with Sisera. Besa kesef lo lakahu. They did not take any money. They were fighting. I don't want to say the word Hashem Shamayim, but the Goyim, they were fighting against us. What Devorah was trying to say was, learn from the Goyim. The Goyim, when they saw that Sisera needed help, they joined Sisera in order to fight Klal Yisrael. And Yehuda Uven did not. We should learn from the Goyim. Like we always say, you have to learn from your enemies. If the enemies join together without even taking any money in order to fight Klal Yisrael, and here Uven and Gad, you had a chance to join Klal Yisrael, your brothers, to fight, and you didn't? It's interesting that a lot of the sheet over here, there's claims. Now we go back to the story. Min shamayim nilhamu. Rabotai, we didn't need any Shevatim over here, to be honest with you. Because the fight against Sisera was min shamayim. Hakochavim misilotam. The Hazal come along and tell us, Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Chet, that what? That the stars came out and they heated the ground. And what ended up happening? The feet of the horses became so hot that they needed to cool off. So they went to Nahal Kishon. When they got to Nahal Kishon, what happened? The Nahal Kishon overflowed and drowned them. So the stars came down from heaven in order to heat up the ground, to get them to the water. And all of a sudden, the Pasuk says, they came to Nahal Kishon. Now, Nahal Kishon is a river. It's really not a raging river. But that day, Girafam, all of a sudden it overflowed, miraculously, and washed them all away. Nahal Kidumim. Now we'll see why they call it Nahal Kidumim. Nahal Kishon Tidrechi Nafshi Oz. And then after, we were able to pass the same river. It was not a very dangerous river. Nahal Kishon Girafam. Nahal Kishon, when the enemies, when Sisera went in it, it kicked them out. It swept them away. Nahal Kidumim. However, Nahal Kishon, it settled down, and we were able to go through it. Of course, at this point, we quote the Gemara. The Gemara says in Pesachim, beautiful, beautiful story. This is in Kuf Yud Zayin. What happened when the Egyptians went into the Yam Suf? They had 600 chariots. And what happened was, the Jewish people were worried that maybe the Egyptians are going to come out alive on the other side. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Yam to spit out all the chariots and all the 600 Egyptians. So at least Bnei Yisrael will see that they all died. Like it says, Vayar Yisrael et Mitzrayim met al sefat hayam. So what happened? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Yam, don't worry, I'll pay you back. I owe you 600. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very generous. He said, I'm going to pay you back, not 600, I'm going to pay you back 1.5 times. When? How many chariots did Sisera have? 600 plus 300, 900 chariots. And therefore, what happened over here? They went into the water, and the fish ended up getting what they didn't get in the time of Mitzrayim. At times of Mitzrayim, the water spit them out. But at this time, Boreolam paid back his debt. And the fish were able to get their principal plus. At that point, it says that the fish in the water, that they were able to eat all these enemies, they said, Ve'emet Adonai le'olam, hallelujah. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is emet. Now look at that. Who knows how many is? 1,000 years before, Baruch Hu keeps Hashbon, and he paid them back. So this is the postscript of Yitziat Mitzrayim. When did HaKadosh Baruch Hu pay back the fish that lost out from eating the Egyptians that were drowned in the times of Yitziat Mitzrayim? They were paid back at the time of Sisera. As at that time, when Nahal Kishon was overflowing, Halmu Ekbesus Middaharot Darot Abirav, the shoes of the horses came off from the jumping because it was so hot, the floor. Hashem made the floor hot. And as a result, the Abirim, the strong ones, drowned. That's the way that she explains. And now, we have another interesting part of this song. It seems that there was a fellow by the name of Meroz. And Meroz was a strong one, a strong person, and he lived in the neighborhood. That's the way that she says. Gavra Hashiba Haba. He was a Hashuv guy. And he was next to the neighborhood where this war was taking place. And he didn't come out to help Bnei Yisrael. So the Pasuk says, Oru Meroz. She curses Meroz out. Oru Meroz. Amar Malach Hashem. Oru Aror. Double curse. Yosvea. All the people that lived in that neighborhood. Ki lo ba'u le'ezrat Hashem. You didn't come to help Hashem. Meaning Bnei Yisrael. Le'ezrat Hashem be'giburim. Fighting Sisera. Rabotai, we learn a few lessons over here. One lesson you learn is that if somebody, again, you're in a town, you see an injustice, you didn't come out to help the people that were getting attacked, you didn't help us, there's a curse for that. And the Gemara says they got cursed and the whole town was put in Harem. The Gemara says she took out 400 shofarot and put Maroz in Harem. That's the Gemara Mu'ed Katan Daftet Zayin. He didn't come out to help the Shekhinah. He didn't come out to help Bnei Yisrael. This is reminiscent to those Germans, Yimach Shemam, that lived next to Auschwitz. They saw what was going on. They saw the smoke bellowing from the smokestacks in Auschwitz. And they went to work like a regular day. They turned an eye. They turned their heads as if they didn't know what was going on. They smelled it. They smelled the smoke. They smelled the human flesh being incinerated. Oru Meroz, they will be cursed as well. How come you didn't come and protest? How come you didn't come and fight? That you learned the lesson over here regarding Meroz, who was a strong man, who lived in the town, and he closed his eyes and he said, it's not my problem. Now, a few points to be made over here. Point number one, you see that if somebody did not come to help Bnei Yisrael, gets cursed with a cherem of 400 shofarot. I mean, when they put somebody in cherem, they blow a shofar. Here they blew 400 shofarot. So the Hakamim come along and say, could you imagine when you help Klal Yisrael? Rav Gamliel, Rabbi Nevitz points out, the Gemara says that the Midah Tovah is 500 times greater than the Midah Ra'ah. So if the Midah Ra'ah that Maroz got punished of a cherem of 400 shofarot, well, 400 times 500, that would be what? 4,000. No more. That would be 200,000. Right, 200,000. That's what he says. that if somebody comes to help Klal Yisrael, he'll get a beracha from 200,000 shofarot. The shefa that comes from those shofarot. But we see over here, Rav Zaitchik points out, amazing hadush, based on the Gemara, when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, it says what? As Yashir, Moshe Bnei Yisrael, et Yishira Zod LaHashem. Hashem's name is mentioned in the Shira. Here it's not mentioned. Why? Because there was a curse. Since somebody was cursed in the Shira, Bar Olam says, I cannot be part of it. But even though he deserved to be cursed. But you see over here, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if somebody's going to get damaged from the Shira, the name of Hashem cannot be part of it. From here we learn a lesson, that when a rabbi is giving Musar, sometimes he loses himself, and he starts to, you know, say negative things. He has to be careful. That even when you're doing something with Shem Shamayim, you have to be careful not to lose yourself and say negative things about people. That's why Hashem's name is not mentioned. Why? Ki lo ba'ud azat Hashem. You see over here that somebody that doesn't help Klal Yisrael is not helping Hashem. Because when Bnei Yisrael are in trouble, in Sa'ar, Shekhinah is in Sa'ar. So the Pasuk says, it doesn't say, Ki lo ba'u le'ezrat Yisrael. It says, Lo ba'u le'ezrat Hashem. Because Hashem also, the Shekhinah is Betzar, when Klal Yisrael is Betzar. Tevorak ben Nashim Ya'el. And now she comes along and says, Ya'el, she is blessed. Who is she blessed from? Eshet Chaver HaKeni, she's the wife of Chaver HaKeni. Min Nashim Ba'ohel Tevorak. She is blessed from the ladies that are in the tent. Who are the ladies that are in the tent? So the Gemara Nazir comes along and says that we know that there were certain Sadkaniyot that were in the tent. Who's that? Saraimen was Ba'ohel, Rachel, Leah. So Ya'el is put in that category. Tevorach. One second. She's blessed min nashim ba'ohel, even from all those great sadkaniyot, because she was very, very l'shem shamayim. So she's even blessed from all those ladies that were in the ohel. I must point out to you, Rabotai, that the Hachamim are teaching us a lesson over here, that she was obviously a modest lady. She was ba'ohel, like Sarai Emenu, in ba'ohel. But why is it coming to tell us about her modesty? Because the Gemara Nazir says that she did something very unorthodox. She actually had seven relations with Sisera to make him tired. So don't think, Chas v'Shalom, that she did it for Ta'ava. She was a tzadeket. She's ba'ohel. She was sinua. And the Gemara says it was an avera lishma. And regarding Ya'el, it says, Gedola avera lishma. That she did this avera 100% L'shem Shamayim, without any benefit from it. And it wants to point out to us that she was from the modest woman. Mayim Sha'al. What happened? He asked for water. Halav Natana. But she gave him, Sisera, milk. Milk makes you tired. Warm milk. Besefel Adirim Hikriba Hima. She put a nice dish out with butter, also to make him tired. Yada Layatet Tishlachna. She took her left hand and she took the peg or the stake from the tent. Vimina, with her right hand, she banged it into his head. Lehalmut amelim. She did the work to bang the stake into his head. Vehalma sisera. She banged it into sisera. Mahaka rosho umahatsa behalfada kato. It came out of his forehead, meaning it's from one end to the other. From one temple to the other. Ben Ragleha, in between her legs, Kara Nafal Shachav, he fell. Ben Ragleha Kara Nafal Bashir Kara, where he fell asleep, literally, Sham Nafal Shadur, he ended up dying over there. From here the Gemara learns that she had seven relations with him. Like it says, Kara Nafal Shachav, Kara Nafal, Kara Nafal, seven words over there. Each one was a different relation, bi'ah. However, again, the Gemara says, Chas v'Shalom, Ya'el was a tzadeket. She had no hana'ah whatsoever. From here, the Gemara learns the principle of gedola, avera lishma. Anyway, be'ad halon, Nishkefa v'tiyaviv em Sisera be'ada eshnab. The mother of Sisera was waiting by the window to see when Sisera is coming home from the war. It seems that that was a minhag. She would, like we learned many times, she would look out the window, proud mother, Goya. She's proud to see her husband, her son, you know, doing all this terror. And she was waiting by the window. But she said, Madua boshesh lichbo labo. The Gemara says, boshesh bashesh. It was already midday, and he wasn't home yet. Bashesh, the sixth hour. Normally, he would come home early. So she said, Madua eharu pa'amim al kebotav. Why is his chariot late today? Hachmot sarotea ta'anenna. So she had some advisors, hachamot. So they told her, Afit tashib amare ala. She also said, Halo yimsi'u yahaleku shalal. They must be splitting the spoils. There must be so many spoils that that's why he's delayed. You know, big nation, the Jewish people. They're taking all their spoils. Racham rahamatayim. God forbid, they're going after the wombs of the Jewish woman, meaning they're raping the Jewish woman. Lerosh geber. Two per man. Shelal seba'im lesisera, and they're probably giving Sisera all the beautiful picturesque clothes. Shelal seba'im nikma, all the embroidery. Sebarik matayim, all the colored garments. Lesaberes shalal, on his shoulder, on his neck. He's splitting the spoils. But we all know, Rabotai, that the reason why Sisera didn't come home, because he was dead. And v'tiyavev em Sisera, we learn from here, she was crying. And interestingly enough, that's the source where we learn the sound of shofar. The shofar is called teruah, and the Targum explains teruah, yebaba. Yebaba, we don't know what the word yebaba means, but from here it says vatiyabeb, that means she was crying. So from here we learn that the shofar must be a crying sound. Very, very strange place to learn halakha of Tikiat Shofar from the mother of Sisera. We've spoken about this at length, why it's learned from there. Simple explanation we said, Api Musar, was that she was making excuses. Maybe he's splitting the spoils, maybe he's taking all the garments, maybe he's with the ladies, maybe he got drunk. She's making excuses. And ultimately, she didn't want to come to the reality that the reason why he's not coming back is because she's dead. And that's the inyan of the shofar and Rosh Hashanah. Stop making excuses. I made these averot because it's society's fault, or because my friends, or because my parents. No, stop making excuses. Don't be like the mother of Sisera. You have to take responsibility. And then the end of the chapter says, Ken yovdu kol oyvecha Hashem, that just like Sisera, he perished with all the enemies, so too. What a beautiful ending. Ken yovdu kol oyvecha Hashem, v'ohavav. Another pasuk that we learned in this week's Daf Hayomi, Ketzet Hashemesh b'gburato, that la'atid lavo, the tzaddikim are going to shine like the sun. If you remember, we learned that la'atid lavo, the sun is going to be seven times greater than it is now. Actually, we said seven times seven, that's called shiv'atayim, keneged the 7 days. So it's actually 7 times 7, 49 times 7, which is actually, the Gemara we learned this week, 343 times greater than it is going to be today. We said that was the lottery number you should buy this week, 343. And that's what it says, a keshir between the Daf Yomi and the Haftarah, that Ketzet HaShemesh B'Gburato, La'atid Avod HaSadikim, are going to shine like the sun. And the Pasuk ends, V'Tishkot Ha'ares Arba'im Shana. That what? And there was peace after that for 40 years. The lesson we learn over here is that even though there's a time of Galut and Ester Panim, that sometimes the Rishaim have success, but there will come a time that Be'azat Hashem, Ken Yuvdu Kol Oyvecha Hashem, but Olam will take the revenge, just like he took the revenge to the Mitzriim in Mitzrayim, just like he took the revenge in the times of Sisera, it's going to happen in the future. In the future as well. So with that, we have a back-to-back beautiful shirot, the story of Meshalach, the story of Paro, and the story of Sisera. Be'ezrat Hashem, we should be zocheh to these miracles in our time. Amen. Ken yehi raso.
Amen. Shabbat shalom.